This podcast helps you to understand the nature and extent of opposition towards the new theatres. It takes the form of a conversation between the Lord Mayor of London, the city's alderman, and a Puritan preacher.
I am very concerned about these theatres in Southside and Bankside. They are built outside the city walls, and are therefore outside the city boundaries and our control.
These theatres are also drawing people away from their work, particularly those employed as servants and apprentices. I would agree that they should be closed down.
These theatres are dens of vice, and they encourage immoral behaviour. They prevent people from attending sermons and other religious services.
I agree. The theatre attracts every pickpocket, cutpurse and rogue for miles around. The crowds can often be violent, and fights can break out too. Too many people stay to watch the jig at the end of the play, and this encourages this dangerous behaviour.
I am also worried about the spread of disease. I have written to the Privy Council time and again to plead with them to close the theatres.
They have done that on several occasions, though, have they not?
Yes. The theatres were closed in 1581 to 1582, 1592 to 93, and 1603. Plague still spreads through the city, though, and the theatres do little to help contain it.
The theatre has a corrupting influence on the young, too. Young men are encouraged to visit the brothels by the bawdy nature of the plays. It is immoral. Plays themselves have their roots in paganism, and were then taken on by the Catholics. I have written many a pamphlet warning of the sinfulness of the playhouse, but little is done.
The trouble is, the Queen and the Privy Council love the plays as much as the common people, and will therefore do little to change it.
That is true. Until then, we will have to deal with the disorder in Bankside and Shoreditch as best we can.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.